Well, at its peak, there was a fruit salad of a technology company. If you were more polite, you might call it a smorgasbord technology company. A whole host of companies bolted together by a common brand. That brand, EOH, as best I can calculate, it probably peaked at about 30 billion rand in value on the JSE. Today, it's worth less than half a billion rand. The share price has collapsed. Chief Executive Stephen van Coller is the CEO of EOH. I know that you're trading under trading at a closed period right now, and there's limited information you can give us, Stephen van Coller. But I mean, it's an extraordinary collapse, another huge fall in the value of EOH today. The market is suggesting that this company is doomed. Is it?
Bruce, you know, this is if you go back to this time a year ago, we had our half year results. We had just found out about the Microsoft whistleblower. We were dealing with it. What I said to the market at that time was it was going to take at least 2 years to clean up. We're only 1 year into it. So if you go back to that, I promised the market we'd sell within the first 12 months a billion rands worth of assets. We've done that. I promised transparency on accounts. We've given a lot of that. We've written off a lot of the balance sheet where we didn't think it had value, and we'll do more of that. We'll give more transparency on the 7th of April about, you know, where we're going and what we're doing. I also said we would clean up through the ENS investigation. We announced just before Christmas that was done, and we're moving forward. So there's a lot that's been done. I think what's most pleasing for me is that we also said in our pre-closing statement is that for the last 6 months we're going to be positive cash flow operationally if you remove all the ones, you know, one-offs that we've had to clean up and, you know, paying for ENS and that. So I think we've made a lot of progress. You know, I'm comfortable. We're not out the woods yet, because the third thing I said is that we'd get a appropriate capital structure for a services industry. And so we're busy having to sell some of our assets, and we're halfway through that process, and we'll see that close out in this calendar year, which will then get us back to hopefully a normalized capital structure. So we made a lot of progress, but we've still got at least, you know, another 12 months to go.
Gladwin Mohomotsi, I'm not sure if you can answer this question, because if you could, you would have done it. Saying, would you consider a rights issue in order to raise some capital? It's becoming more and more pointless, I suppose, as the share price continues to fall, to do so.
Yeah, I think, Bruce, if you want to go and do a rights issue, you need to have an investment case. Up until now, because of the whole Microsoft you know, corruption scandal, we had to get through that, which we have. It's been quite interesting coming back after Christmas, and you know, people are saying last year was last year. We're happy with what you've done. We think you've, you know, done all the right things, and we're moving forward with business. But the reality is that we haven't given the market an investment case yet, and this is what we're hoping to do on the 7th of April. Clearly, it's early days, because there is some a capital restructuring we have to do, not dissimilar to, you know, what Grant Patterson did at Edgar's. We know only once we've done that and we've shown the market that, can you even go and ask people for, you know, to invest back in the company. And so, you know, this is the process we had to go through, but it takes time. You know, these things don't happen overnight.
Stephen van Coller, thank you for making time for us this evening, Chief Executive at EOH.